America's favorite. They just don't know it yet.
These are a few of my favorite things.
We're talking freshly cracked eggs, oven-cooked bacon. How did I even do mornings before this breakfast goodness? Come into Wendy's to try our new breakfast Baconator, the Frosty Chino, and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. See you in the morning. You up for this?
Favorite things, yeah.
At participating Wendy's.
Tula doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into
road rage. Hello, Road Rage. We are back. Brandon from Easy writes back after the Chamberlain thing and said, who? Brandon, I need to know what the who refers to. I'm lost. You guys got to remember, you know, I'm like hit and move. You know, I'm on one thing and then I'm on next thing and I'm on next thing. And, it's like a continuous flow. So, you know, would just write me back and say who. Now I'm like, I don't know what the who refers to. So remember to give me some reference when you text me. Jamie from Easley says, I pray you get invited to the NFL draft for proper coverage, not Kuiper and that idiot McShay. I appreciate it, Jamie. Thank you very kindly. I have some other texts I want to get to. Blake and Liberty, by the way, says, I don't like Joe Burrow's arrogance, and I believe he and his tiny hands will be a bust. Another texter asked me what I think about DeMarcus Bowman. Look, I think he's incredibly gifted. I also think that Clemson's backfield is incredibly crowded. So we'll see how all that works out. One thing before we go to the phones. I was listening to Mick Mixon's interview this morning when I was preparing for the show.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's always interesting to go back and listen to what somebody says, because when you're in the moment, you know, I'm listening to his questions or to his answers, and then I'm as always, what I generally do with an interview is I generally will write down about, you know, I don't know, 10 questions that come to mind for me about a particular individual, whatever. In this case, the Carolina Panthers. And that's what I did. But an interview always has a life of its own. In other words, you know, I'll ask a question, and it may be that, you know, one of his first couple responses says something that I find more interesting than my questions. And so, you know, we'll go in that direction then, because the biggest mistake people who interview make is that they don't listen to the answers. You know what I mean? They just have their little questions prepared, and they're not prepared to go off script. So they don't care what the guy says. They just go to the next question. Well, that's not a way to conduct an interview. You have to listen to the answers, because frequently you get much more interesting information than just your prepared questions. And so, you know, I'm listening to the interview again, because uh-huh. even though I do that, there are still things that you know, you heard, but you want to hear again because you want to hear exactly what he said. One thing I wrote down, and this was in relation to Cam Newton, and listening to it this morning, and I heard his answer yesterday, and I asked him a follow-up in relation to this, and we had several sort of back and forth on Cam Newton and who and what he is. But I thought this answer was fascinating. In regards to whether Carolina would have kept Cam Newton, and Clemson Dad and Big Bad Bob will come right to you. He said, Cam comes packaged with some things that I think a new young coaching staff might not have been a great fit for.
You mean like baggage?
Yeah. essentially, is that what he's really referring to is that the notion that Cam would have been a distraction in a locker room to a young team because he's of who he is. You know, and so it's not things he's done off the field, but there's an implication in that statement clearly that the belief was with the young coaching staff that Cam would have been a distraction. Everything that Cam is, without precisely identifying any of those things, this is a good way to say it, you know, and stay in the middle, you know, and that is that Cam comes packaged with some things that I think a new young coaching staff might not have been a great fit for. A locker room distraction, he went on to say. And I think that's the case. I think that's a legitimate element of why Cam Newton is not in Carolina anymore. And again, I think there were physical elements as well. Because as a part of that line of questioning, I had suggested that, you know, does Cam still have the potential to be a physically dominant force again? Because if he's not, he's a 58% passer, and there's no such thing as a 58% passer. And yeah, and he indicated that that was certainly a concern. In fact, in relation to that, he said that all of his meaningful stats have declined since 2016. That was a quote. All of his meaningful stats have declined since 2016. I think that's true. I think that's true. Now, do I think health played a part in that decline? Yes, but that's the problem. How big a decline? How do you vet that moving forward? How does anybody vet it moving forward? Yeah, I don't know. But I thought that that one line was the most telling. And I really think this was decided almost from the day Matt Rhule was hired, that Cam Newton would not be returning to the Panthers. I think that everything that Cam is and everything that he's become would not have been helpful to a young football team trying to form a new identity. So one more time, and Clemson Dad and Bob will come right to you. Cam comes packaged with some things that I think a new young coaching staff might not have been a great fit for. It's a very tactful way of saying it. Clemson Dad. Clemson Dad, how are you?
How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, man. I heard you talking earlier about Curly Neal, the Harlem Grove Trotter. Yeah, man. I saw him, I think I was 14 years old. It might have been 1979. At the Greenville Memorial Auditorium. With the Globe Trotters there. And if you never saw those guys, it's like you said, you missed something, because the way they handled the ball and the things they did, it was just awesome to see if you were there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so fun. And look, a lot of those guys played college basketball, I think, in fact, most of them. And they were, you know, a lot of them were good players. And obviously, Wilt Chamberlain, one of the greatest players who ever lived. But from a showmanship standpoint, you know, these guys like Meadowlark Lemon, and Meadowlark died just a few years ago. I'm really bad at the dead game, but he died just a few years ago, and then you lose Curly Neal as well, and they were just unbelievable, unbelievably gifted at the things they did, and as players and as entertainers.
Right. If you don't realize it, you should go on YouTube and look at the way they passed the ball. Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Not just Curly, everybody. The way they, you know, passed the
ball. Well, again, Curly's art was dribbling. You know, Curly was
a dribbler.
Right. The two greatest dribblers of all time, Marcus Haynes and Curly Neal.
Right. Did you see today? Now I got one more thing. I don't have much to talk about today, but did you see where John Jones got charged with DWI in New Mexico?
That's a shock.
UFC.
Yeah, I'm stunned by that. I'm absolutely stunned by that. I would never have thunk that. Never would have even occurred to me. Yeah, I'm stunned.
Meglin, with negligent use of a firearm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, add that in. Yeah, add that in. Why so they ever let that guy back? Yeah, why they ever let that guy back is beyond me. But the obvious truth is, not surprised at all by that.
So you think it's the end for him?
No. Really? It should be, but you know, it should have been the end 3 times ago. So.
Oh well, we'll see. It happened. This morning early or something.
Yeah, somebody else had written me about that. I just hadn't got to it yet. I personally have not seen the article yet, so that's one reason I hadn't commented on it. But yeah, I'm not in any way surprised by that. No.
All right, man.
Nope. Thank you, Clemson Dad, as always. Let me get to Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you today, Bob?
Hey, Walt, you've got a beautiful day. Thanks for letting me in. You were talking about Cam Newton. Of course, I met him a couple years ago. He was in the same Hancock. Of course, you did. He got in the practices, so I like him. But I've noticed that the media has turned a little bit on the Panthers. You know, some of the articles are saying, well, you just dumped him. Of course, he ran the ball, though. You talked about his legs. You know, the NFL is a tough business, and that's what it is. But I really like Cam Newton, and he did help work with kids. And I remember when I talked to him in 2012 or 13, when we were sitting in that office, he was real personable, and he said he liked to coach. He liked to coach kids. So, I mean, I remember him saying something about that. But
let me say this because I've said this many times before, but I think Cam Newton is a big kid himself. I think he has a big heart. I think he sees himself in the kids, and I have always praised him for that. I think, you know, I have always said this, you know, people get upset about he says this thing at a press conference or that. I have always said, I do not care. I do not care about any of that stuff. What tells me the most about who he is as a person is the way he treats those kids and the things he's done for children. So on that standpoint, when he's judged by a higher authority, he's going to score really highly. He may be the first pick of the draft all over again, of a higher authority draft. So, you know, but as a football player, you know, it doesn't seem it's been that long since his MVP season, since he was dominating football. But again, he is a different guy. I mean, different in that he's 6'6", 250 pounds. He's the biggest, strongest quarterback the league has ever seen. But as part of that, he's taken a beating. And as part of the way he plays. And as such, the last few years, he just doesn't look like he has the capacity to be that physical guy anymore. And if he's not, if he doesn't have that physical component, well, then the rest of who he is isn't good enough. He can't stand there in the pocket in the NFL and be a 58% passer and play and be a starting quarterback. There's no place for that in the NFL. He's not good enough or precise enough as a passer. So he has to have that physical element. Now, look, maybe he is better. Maybe he has healed. Maybe he will have that physical element again. And if he does, then somebody is going to wind up getting a steal at some point. But the problem is that nobody can vet it right now. You know, he allegedly had some physical done somewhere, but NFL teams are not going to be accepting of that. NFL teams want to do their own physical before they're going to invest any money in anyone. And right now, all of that medical checks have been shut down. So there's no apparatus by which to do that. And therefore, there's no way to vet Cam, which is why I don't think he'll be signing with anybody until after the draft.
Yeah. Well, he passed the physical, but that doesn't mean a lot of things. Flacco.
No. Bob, again, he didn't pass a physical. He passed his own physical.
Oh.
He passed his own physical, But as I just said, NFL teams that might be interested in him, they're not going to accept that. They want their own team doctors to evaluate him. And if they can't evaluate him, they're not accepting the fact that that Joe Smith from Atlanta said he passed his physical. They don't care about that. If they're going to spend money on somebody, they want their own team doctors to evaluate him.
And this is something that I don't get. I mean, I know he's older than Tua, but Tua is accident waiting to be happen. And every time I see these mock drafts, he's going to Miami, number six. And yet the other teams don't want to take a quarterback like that's been beat up like Cam Newton. But it seems like Tua's got this.
Bob, that's a fascinating point. That may be one of the better points you've ever made. You made some good ones, but that is an absolutely fascinating. Yeah, you have a guy who's already been a league MVP who teams don't want to take a chance on because he has this recent injury history. Yet almost all these teams at the top of the draft allegedly seem willing to ignore an injury history with Tua. That's a very interesting point, Bob.
Bad one. Yeah, that's a bad one. And I wanted to say, if I have time, I wanted to say something about, you'll have to help me with this because you might know a little bit about it, but Arthur Blank's a super nice guy. He went through that thing with Michael Vick, and he tried to, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. He tried to, he said, I'm going to get somebody that can work. I can't work football operations. So he got a president, a real good guy that knew football operations. And then at some point, I guess 2012 or something, he got this Dimitrov, or however you pronounce that name, and he just can't get rid of him. In 2015, there was rumors. I know some people that know him, and I've met him a couple of times too. And he's a super nice guy. You remember when did the Patriots beat them by 20? They were 28 points down. What was that? 2015 or 2016?
Yeah, Bob, I'm up against a break. I got to run. I get your point, though.
The guy coming.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Quickly, let me tell you about Krispy Kreme, the Reese family, Anderson, Spartanburg. Hey, you know what? They not only still make the donuts, they're still coming through for you. One, they have drive-through pickup. Two, they have curbside service. Three, they have delivery service. That's right. Krispy Kreme, the Reese family, Anderson, Spartanburg, they're getting donuts to you three ways. At the drive-through, with curbside service, and or delivery. This is Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. They're still making the donuts. That New York cheesecake donut, making it every day. That Oreo cookie donut, making it every day. The hot original glaze that come fresh off the press, three times a day. That's right. It's all at Krispy Kreme, all your seasonal drinks. They have it all. Go see the Reese family in Anderson Spartanburg. If you think the Krispy Kreme donut making has been shut down, nay, nay. Going stronger than ever. Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. Hit the drive-thru. Hit the curbside service. Hit the delivery. That's right. If you live within 10 miles, you can have Krispy Kreme donuts delivered to your home. Think about that. It's just incredible. Krispy Kreme, Anderson Spartanburg, the Reese family. Go see him. Quick break. Walter Petula, Road Rage. We'll be back with D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
The Roar is stoked by the support we've had from our listeners in this challenging time. We know you're missing sports, so we're bringing you a fix. Each Saturday at 10 a.m., we'll bring you a classic Clemson Tigers game replay from the Clemson Tigers Network. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, and Burton Properties. This week, we'll replay a game from the 2018 NCAA Basketball Tournament, Clemson versus Auburn. The classic Clemson game replay Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 866-926-9132.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Smile and wave. Ooh, somebody got herself a present.
Just picked it up at Sprint, the Samsung Galaxy S20 5G smartphone. It's 5G ready. Plus, it has a revolutionary pro-grade camera. I just took video and multiple pictures of you with one tap.
Look, that is so cool.
Switch to Sprint and you get it for just $0 a month.
You're kidding.
$0 with an 18-month Sprint Flex lease. And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself. Where are you going?
I'm headed over to Sprint.
The next generation of Galaxy has arrived at Sprint, and it's 5G ready. Get the new Galaxy S20 5G smartphone for just $0 a month at Sprint. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Phone $0 per month after $41.67 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service and approved credit. Cancel early. Remaining amounts due. Switch tax. 5G coverage will be limited in select cities. See Sprint.com/Sprint 5G for actual coverage and availability. Guarantee applies to new lines of service for 30 days. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer, only at urbannirvana.com.
Covering our bases on three great signals, 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Walt Diptula Road Rage, we are back. Lots to get to. We've been joined by D. Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and really all over the globe. D. Orlando can be found everywhere. D. Orlando, welcome to the show. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Walt. It's my pleasure.
D. Orlando, you're everywhere now. You've got the Bowtie Chronicles. By the way, I love that. I love that podcast name, the Bowtie Chronicles, after your favorite apparel item. And you're at the AJC and Georgia football. You're all over the globe, D. Orlando.
Well, hey, yeah, I appreciate it. It's a tough time right now, but, you know, we'd like to get down and stay on top of the Falcons and get ready to go when it's time to go back out there again and do some reporting.
Let's talk about that, D. Orlando, and I know you do a little mock draft stuff, too. We'll talk about that in a bit. What is the relationship of Thomas Dimitroff and Quinn to the extent that you know it? Are these two guys, do they see eye to eye? Do they get along? And correct me if I'm wrong, but a couple of years back, didn't Dimitrov's power get reduced to a degree when Quinn came, after Quinn was on board?
Yes, that is correct. Quinn was put in charge of the football operations and reported directly to the owner. And at that time, you know, they wanted to see if those two gentlemen could work together. And Quinn decided that, they could. And so Thomas was there to get him the players that he wanted and to show him how they scouted and synthesized their operations. And they got off to a good start with some great drafts with Keanu Neal and Deion Jones and so forth. And then the draft started to taper off a little bit, and talent hasn't been as readily available to them. But they now they're working together more on the same level, whereas Rich McKay is back into the operation, and they both report to him now.
On as far as the final say, then, for example, in the draft, and I know they're working together as a team, but the final say of draft picks, is that Quinn now?
Yeah, that's Quinn. It's, with a lot of input from Dimitrov, and Quinn and his coaches get to pick the people they want. They tell them who they want, and it's Dimitrov's job to go get them.
Are the Falcons sort of locked at this point, the Orlando, into sort of this perpetual 8-8 land? I mean, because it sort of seems that way. It happens to a lot of teams. I know they tend to bounce back and forth a little bit, but it just feels like they can't get out of that area. Like they're locked into being a pedestrian team.
Yeah, that certainly feels that way. That's the NFL right now. You know, everybody starts 8-8 if you are, you know, doing everything you're supposed to do in the era of parity. And the good teams find a way to win those one or two other games and get 10-6 or 11 and 5 and 12-4 in some cases. And they do that through good coaching and good management. The Falcons have, their coaching has been a little bit shoddy as the turnover has taken place after the Super Bowl run. You know, losing Kyle Shanahan hurt them a great deal. They wasted two years to start keeping him, and then they got Carter. So, you know, the coaching is the key. Everybody's going to have about the same talent. And now, you know, then they fired all the coordinators last year, so that wasn't going to be real smooth. So, you know, the coaching's got to be in order. The talent's got to be in order. In order for you to have a successful operation in the NFL. And we'll see if the coach is up to par this year.
How long do these two guys in Dimitrov and Quinn have, in your estimation, dear Orlando, to sort of get this thing back on track, to make Atlanta a playoff team again? Or is this year it? Are we at the end? If they finish third in this division and win seven games again, is that it for this group?
Yeah, I think it is. And, the owner said, I talked to him at the Super Bowl, Arthur Blank. I said, hey, are these guys married together or are you evaluating them separately? And he is evaluating them separately on their roles with the teams moving forward, especially after going 1-7 last year and then 6-2 over the last part of the season. He's expecting to see that 6-2 team for a whole year. But they can pull that off, they'll be okay. If not, they both have a couple years left on their contract, and the owner would have to buy them out at that point.
Quinn better show ownership a photo of Tom Brady because he's in that division now. Hey, dear Lindo, what, you know, Vic Beasley's a Clemson guy. What went wrong with Vic Beasley down in Atlanta? I know Atlanta people seem to really dislike the guy from everything I saw on social media and really wanted him gone. It almost seemed an unnatural hatred for a guy who broke in and had 15 sacks or whatever he did that first year. What went wrong with Vic Beasley in Atlanta?
Yeah, I think, Vic was great to the media. He did a good job with us. I don't know where the hate came from. I think some people, it's just the social media era with regards, because he did nothing to bring that on himself. He tried hard. He worked hard. He got people didn't want him to get the $12.3 million. his last year and wanting that to go somebody else. I mean, all these Twitter general managers were out there. But the one thing he did do that he's got to be accountable for is the coach came out at the combine last year and said, hey, I want to work with Vic to create him some, you know, alternative counter moves. You know, people right. started signaling speed rush. And so Vic decided that he didn't want to come in and work with the coach. He wanted to work away from the team with Bud Dupree and one of his buddies and so forth. And so, you know, that was an affront to the head coach. And, of course, as soon as the coach got a chance to get rid of him, he did. And, you know, to Vic's honor, he, you know, stayed professional about it and then went and signed with Tennessee here.
You know, and D'Orlando, a couple years back, you had what seemed like a dominant pair of young running backs. Now you don't have either one of them. And obviously Gurley's in. But before I get to Gurley, what happened with the pair of running backs you had, which it sort of looked like the future was set with those two backs?
Yeah, no doubt. Devontae Freeman just wasn't the same back after he got paid. He didn't run as hard, and then he started to get injured. You know, he had concussions in 2017 and 2018. He had the sports hernia surgery, ankle, and just wasn't that same running back. But in the meantime, Tevin Coleman leaves because, you know, once you pay Freeman, you couldn't pay Coleman.
Coleman, so, yeah.
They made that election, and Coleman went to the 49ers, and, you know, he had a chance to take over the job and you know, did okay, didn't do great, but, you know, as a combination, they were pretty effective, but separate, they were not.
All right, D'Orlando, here's what I need you to tell me next. You lost some guys in free agency. You lose Austin Hooper. I don't think the Falcons were interested in paying him $11 million a year. You lose Trufant. You lose Beasley. You lose Freeman. You lose Campbell. You lose Schweitzer. And then you have some additions. But the question I would have for you, and we'll get to the additions in a second. In this free agency, did you narrow the gap with the Saints, or did the gap between the Saints and the Falcons and now perhaps Tampa get wider?
I think it got wider. You let more go out the door than you brought in.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Honey, just putting it on paper and, you got to start projecting on guys to do things that they have done yet. And the gap has gotten wider, no question about it.
Let's talk for a minute about Hayden Hurst. I think this may wind up being a bit of a steal. I don't think Baltimore used Hayden Hurst the right way, and they drafted Mark Andrews after him, and obviously Andrews became the vertical threat. But I think Hayden Hurst has some versatility, and I think he's a guy who can help as an inline blocker and also provide a threat in the passing game. I like this move. What do you think about Hayden Hurst?
Yeah, I like the move. I knew they liked him coming out of USC as right. a first-round pick. They wanted to take him. They were going to take him, but the Ravens went in right before him at 25, and so they took Calvin Ridley. So they knew that Hooper – they knew at that point they weren't going to be able to sign Hooper 2 years ago. So, you know, they were going to get his replacement in here. The only problem with the trade is – you know, they gave up a second-round pick with it and got back a second and a fifth for Hayden and a fourth. So might have been a little rich, but they think he can play. And the offensive coordinator, Dirk Cutter, uses his tight ends. He used Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard in Tampa Bay. So Hayden will have an opportunity to, you know, get some of those 75 passes that Hooper caught last year. He's going to be leaned on heavily in this attack.
Yeah, I think it's going to wind up being a good fit, and I think that's going to be a good deal. Now, Todd Gurley, you're a little higher on him than I am. Let's talk about Gurley. I know he's 25 years old, D'Orlando, but how old is his knee? That's what I want to know. I mean, he's 25, but I'm worried his knee is 50.
Yeah, he had the one injury in college. When he came back from the suspension, and then he went downhill fast in L.A. During the Super Bowl run. You know, I was out there after they beat the Saints. And it was one game because, you know, we saw him grow up here in Georgia playing for the Bulldogs, out of Tarboro, North Carolina. But I saw in the Saints game when he caught a pass when they're driving down to get that field goal from their line. He caught the ball across the middle and normally would just shot past the defender. But he got caught, and I was like, oh, that's the first kind of sign that he doesn't have the wheels or the touch anymore that he used to have. So, and then last season was telling that they weren't playing him that much. And then as the season went on, they tried to play him more. The arthritis in the left knee is real. It's not going to get better. But the doctors and the medical folks we talked to said you can manage that. Maybe not use them as much in practice. Maybe 10 or 15 times during the game, or just use them in the red zone or in the 30s, once you get on the plus side of the 50. But they're going to have to manage the knee and, maximize his talent that way.
So we're doing the Kawhi Leonard-style load management with him or something. But he does seem to be a fit for what Dirk Cutter wants to do.
Yeah, he's Dirk's more inside zone than outside zone guy. You look at Dirk's history going back, you got to go back to Jacksonville when he had some running backs. He didn't have any in Tampa. He had Peyton Barber, Jack Quiz Rogers, the Ronald Jones kid didn't work out. But Maurice Jones, Drew, Rashard Jones, I think he had Fred Taylor 1 year at the end of his career. He liked the big pounder backs. And even when he was in Atlanta, he had Steven Jackson trying to take over for Michael Turner here, during that period. So he liked the pounder big back that makes the linebackers pay. And then you can play action off of the big back. And so that Gurley fits that mold for him.
Hey, Deal, then I want to thank you. Great conversation. Really enjoyed having you on the show. I definitely want to have you back. Let me ask you one last thing before you go, because it's a little bit of a surprise. You have the Falcons taking Lloyd Cushenberry, the center out of LSU, with their first-round pick. Tell me why.
Yeah, because that line last year gave up 50 sacks and 135 quarterback hits. You can't go.
That's not good.
With that same line, so I might have the wrong guard center, but I'm looking for a couple three other guys I got to go look at because you can get I got a third and second round grade on Cushenberry. 16 is a little too high for him, so I got to my mock 2.0 is gonna probably have another name up there.
All right, we'll be looking forward to that. Dear Orlando Ledbetter, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Bowtie Chronicles podcast. Anywhere else, Dear Orlando, Georgia football?
Just find me on Twitter at Dear Orlando AJC, and we tweet out all the stories from AJC.com. Well, I appreciate you having me on the Road Rage show.
Thank you, Dear Orlando. Great conversation. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
The Roar is stoked by the support we've had from our listeners in this challenging time. We know you're missing sports, so we're bringing you a fix. Each Saturday at 10 a.m., we'll bring you a classic Clemson Tigers game replay from the Clemson Tigers Network. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, and Burton Properties. This week, we'll replay a game from the 2018 NCAA Basketball Tournament, Clemson versus Auburn. The classic Clemson game replay, Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
Drive on through and feed the whole family with the big bow box for just $19.99. It's bow time.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at UrbanNirvana.com.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. Their community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living at Patrick Square in Clemson and Highway 81 in Anderson. Exclusively designed to promote vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Best Fiends is a fun puzzle game with over 100 million downloads. That's more people than Australia, Greece, Peru, and Scotland put together. Plus, it has 4,000 fun levels, which is a lot of levels. The tallest building in North America only has 104 levels. Not even close. Plus, Best Fiends is rated 5 stars, the highest number of stars. So download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Play Best Fiends. Download free.
Goodnight to frozen folded eggs and barely there bacon, America, because Wendy's is now serving up breakfast, and it's going to be America's favorite. They just don't know it yet.
These are a few of my favorite things.
We're talking freshly cracked eggs, oven-cooked bacon. How did I even do mornings before this breakfast goodness? Come into Wendy's to try our new breakfast Baconator, the Frosty Chino, and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. See you in the morning. You up for this?
Favorite things, yeah.
At participating Wendy's.
Hi, I'm Huck, and I don't work for the health there, but I wanted to share my story because they saved my life. I reversed my symptoms of high blood pressure, cholesterol, and my A1C dropped from 7.3 to 5.8. My doctor can't believe my results. I was skeptical at first, but after losing 13 pounds of fat in 10 days, I was all in. Call the health there today at 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com. Tell them Huck sent you and get the second program free.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried.
Waltip to the Road Rage, little Okie from Muskogee. You know, a really interesting conversation with the Orlando Ledbetter, if there are any actual Falcon fans. Sometimes I'm not sure. I know I have Falcon fans who follow me on Twitter. And I don't know, maybe Falcon maybe Falcon Nation is in a bit of a depressed state, but this would actually be a good time for you people to get involved. You want to get on the phone lines about anything you just heard, 654-7627, 654-7627. Now, the first thing I asked you, Orlando, about was the relationship between Dimitroff and Quinn, because I've wondered about that, because it didn't, listen, when you have an existing power broker, GM in Dimitroff, who was entrenched, who is failing at his job, and because he is, he suddenly has his power reduced, because that's the other thing I asked him about, because I knew that happened. I've been telling you people for the last X number of years that these calls are Quinn's. I've been saying that repeatedly, because people think that Dimitroff is in charge of the Falcons draft. He is not. He is not in charge of the Falcons draft. It is Quinn who has last call, as I've known for several years, and I asked him about it, and he confirmed that. But that is not really a great starting point for a relationship. In fact, someone wrote me that too. Where is it? I don't see it. I don't know. But somebody wrote me that it was basically poison from the start, and it was. It's poison when one guy's in power, he gets his power reduced, and he gets told that the other guy, the new coach, he wasn't new then, he was there for a year or whatever, but that he's going to be the guy making the calls. Okay, well then how do those two guys possibly ever get along from that point forward? See, I just think that's a rough place to start a relationship. And a team is only as good as the decision makers in the front office, ownership, right on down. So, look, I think that's still a dilemma. I then asked him about this perpetual locked in 8-8 land. And I said, yeah. You know, he said, yeah, I think it is a problem. And I asked him in response to that whether this is it for these two guys, whether if these two guys produce another 7-9 season, is change coming to the Falcons? Will change becoming the Falcons? And he said yes. Now, he did indicate that Arthur Blanks is going to evaluate them independently. Look, I'm just going to tell you this. I've been saying this for how long, Ramona? The Falcons should have fired Dimitroff long ago.
Oh, forever.
Long ago. I mean, the guy has always been a clown in my mind. You know, and the apple fell very far from the tree because he's off that old Patriot tray. But he just doesn't have a clue. And for many of those early years, he refused to draft Big Ten players. I mean, that's just as dumb as you can be. I mean, you eliminate a whole area of the country? I don't like anything about Dimitroff. I've been steadfast in this all along. I think he should have been fired long ago. And if Arthur Blanks is evaluating them separately, then the guy he should get rid of first is Dimitroff. And look, I think he's going to come face-to-face with the prospect of having to get rid of both of them. Because the next question that I asked him was, have the Falcons fallen further behind in free agency? Yes, you added a Hayden Hurst. Yes, you added a Gurley. Yeah, you have some additions, but did the teams around you, meaning New Orleans and Tampa Bay, do more? And by the very nature of that, almost by definition, did the Falcons fall further behind? And he said, yes. The gap is, again, the question I asked was, has the gap widened based on free agency? And he said, yes, the gap has widened. That's not good for Falcon fans, that the gap has widened. Let me get Larry in here who wants to talk about this. Larry, I appreciate you calling. How you doing?
Hey, well, got me all jacked up, you know. Good conversation, good show.
Thank you, Larry.
I appreciate, getting me in. And I don't know where to start. First of all, let's start with Arthur Blank. Arthur Blank, he's a moral man. He wants to keep people in place, family. That's why Matt Ryan is still there, because Matt Ryan is a people's, he's a good guy and he's a family oriented man. They want people like that around the organization, or at least Blank wants. I mean, somebody like Cam Newton, you know, who doesn't have his head screwed on right, who's rather immature about things. Matt Ryan fits that bill, maturity and that.
Larry, let me stop you. I want to stop you there. Larry, time out. I'll let you go on, but I want to stop you there. I want to ask him. So, in other words, you think Arthur Blanks is too nice a guy for his own good?
Exactly.
I think so. I think you may be right.
It doesn't fit NFL ownership in today's market.
You might be right.
You got to go for Yeah, it's like Belichick and cut ties with Brady, you know. And I thought that would never happen, Walt.
Yep.
Me personally, I thought that would never happen. Here's the guy. I think with Brady being the quarterback, it would have won another championship. Me personally.
Yep.
That's just me personally. But as far as the Falcons, you know, I heard the guy talking about, y'all talking on the show today about getting rid of Vic Beasley. I wasn't expecting that, you know, but when you, like you said, you go off into a left field and you keep going for the exit, you get in the parking lot, you drive off, you know, and nobody's heard from, they get rid of you. And that's what the Falcons have done. You know, they've got rid of wayward kind of players and that kind of thing. But, you know, and you're talking about Julio Jones. Julio Jones should have been gone a long time ago. He should have been gone months ago, years ago. Not only that, he looked like to me when he played last year, he was overweight, he was slow, you know, but there again, you know, I'll say this, Walt, and I'll hang up. When the New England Patriots beat the Falcons in the Super Bowl, messed up their mind, okay? they've been reeling ever since.
You may be right.
The locker room. Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? You know, you didn't do this. You didn't do that. That's why we lost the Super Bowl. That kind of thing. They have been the same since that game.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. You got a good show.
Thank you, Larry.
You know, I enjoy all the callers. You know, I've been hearing from Big Bad Bob, and hey, things are going back to normal. Thank you, Walt.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate the call. Who's on line two, Ramona? You know, I think that Larry may be onto something. Arthur Blanks may be too nice a guy for his own good. You know, for whatever reason, just can't get rid of Dimitroff. You know, is locked into Matt Ryan for all time. I mean, there may be something to that. You know, and I think there are other issues, you know, on the Vic Beasley thing. You know, I've heard that same story that D'Orlando told, that they wanted to work with him on his pass rush moves, on developing counter moves, and that Vic wasn't willing to do it with the coaching staff. Again, I've heard that same story. And if that's the case, then that's how you wind up. See, and I think that's what a lot of these people were saying on social media, that they didn't think he was committed enough. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I just know that for whatever reason, it was a relationship that needed to end and has ended. And now Vic will get a fresh start in Tennessee, and we'll see how he does there. Ed, how are you, Ed?
Walter, I was fine until we started talking about the Falcons. Been a bit of a sore spot. Look, I can't stand Vic Falcons. He made the move to get Julio Jones and gave us a very small window for the Super Bowl. And he mortgaged our future, put us behind the eight ball. That being said, we should have beaten you one.
Ed, let me ask you something before you go on. Are you underground? Where are you?
I'm right.
Do you have me on? Do you have me on Bluetooth?
Yes, because I keep off speakerphones. Because I keep throwing out of it.
Pick up your phone, Ed. Pick up your phone. The American way. If you get a ticket, Ramona will pay for it.
Underground.
Yeah, I mean.
He does sound like it's...
Bluetooth sucks. I keep telling you people that.
But anyway.
Oh, well, he's not going to change, so.
Ed, pick up your phone.
I'm here.
There. Now people can hear what you're saying. Because until then, you just sound like garbled mumble jumble.
Was this better?
Yes, better.
Okay. No, if we pulled off that Super Bowl, not by me. Because the future was already wrecked. But they had a 2-year window to do something. And now they've handled free agents poorly. I agree with Orlando that for Coleman and Freeman, you only had one run back. Replacing him with Todd Gurley isn't going to improve the situation. So I think we are kind of stuck at 8-8 for a while until Matt Ryan retires.
Well, and you have all these round one draft picks on offense. The Falcons are actually going to have 11 round one draft picks on offense this year and still not matter. I mean, that's hard to do. It's hard to have 11 round one draft picks on offense and still not matter.
Not if they suck so bad you don't have to pay them much and can stay under the cap. I mean, you know, it is what it is. The offensive line's never been great. Defense has shown promise at times, and then they, you know, it's almost like they disappear. There's no consistency. And with the coach, I thought he would bring that from Seattle. And as it turns out, a short-term deal. I don't know. You can point the blame to an awful lot of people in the Falcon organization right now. And I'll always pull for him, but at this point, I'm apathetic. I mean, you know.
I get it.
Who knows?
Thank you. Thank you, Ed.
See ya.
And no, the phone wasn't better. I just thought so for momentarily. It sucked, actually, Ed. It was just awful. I mean, come on, man. I mean, was he? What kind of phone is he on? Let me tell you about the health there. Look, not only does dangerous belly fat increase your risk of heart disease, stroke, and cancer, but also compromises your immune system, leaving you open to those dangerous viruses, especially those age 50 and above. Call the health there. They'll blast that belly fat, boost your immune system, reverse your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, and sleep apnea in 30 days or your money back. At the health there, the second person is always free because they won't let you do anything alone. So go in with a friend. Go in with a family member. Go in together. Take your life back. Change your life. Take control. Get healthy. That's the health there. Look, call them today. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Take the dare. Tell them I say it's the way this works. Or go to idareme.com, idareme.com. Waltip to the road rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Remember the first time you drove a manual car in traffic? Everything was fine until the dreaded hill. Could you do it? Could you let the clutch out just enough to avoid hitting the car behind you?
Come on.
In life, uncertainty can stall your momentum. But with First Horizon, a bank that has a deeper understanding of you, your path, and every challenge ahead, you'll be amazed at what you can do in the clutch. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
The bus is on us. The Cat Bus is free to ride. It doesn't matter if you're a student, senior citizen, or an alumni in town for a game. You can take advantage of what the Cat Bus has to offer. Like getting you in and out of downtown Clemson hassle-free for a bite to eat, some shopping, or saving you money instead of riding around looking for a place to park. Take a Cat Bus today to downtown Clemson for a bite to eat, or just doing some shopping with retailers and restaurants. Cat Bus. The bus is on us.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber.